SIU coach Jerry Kill, the new athletic director. First off, Coach, morning.
Good morning.
You got a little sun, buddy.
Well, I don't know how, but that's it might be, I think some of us are having some of the cancerous treatment stuff. But,
right. Oh, it changes your right to
changes cut a little
photosensitive
bit,
skin.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
right.
Very so sensitive, but somebody said to me that yesterday. I said, it's just old age.
Is that what it is? Oh, well, it gets us all. So, new job. All right. Your coach, Jerry Kill, you're brought on as special assistant to the chancellor and then become athletic director. Tommy Bell's let go. How does that change your mission? How does that change your job assignment?
Well, I was telling somebody on my way here, as I said, I retired and I've come here just going to help the chancellor a little bit. And all of a sudden I walk in and, hey, we need some help. And, I told the chancellor that, you know, I'd do everything I could to help. And I went over, and it changes a lot of things because of we've got 14 hires to make, maybe even 15. We've had 55 people leave in the last 3 years, so we've had a huge turnaround. And for me, we got to get people back that want to be here, and that's how we did it a long time ago. We didn't have a lot of turnover, and
right.
To do that, you got to take care of your people, and that's one of the things I said. If I go over and help, is I don't want to change anything salary wise for me. I want to be able to keep Tommy's salary and be able to have that to help me. Run, help me in the athletic department. And, so all I'm trying to do is try to pull out every obstacle we can to try to get us back to where we were. But it's very similar to coming in and being coming in as a football coach when I first came here. And, we're broken and we've got to get it fixed.
Now, see, here's the thing. I think there's a reason why you and I, plus if you're a lot nicer person than I am, and there's a reason why I like you, is one of those. But you and I have a similar character trait. When we see something wrong, we got that little twitch inside of us that goes, fix it, fix it, fix it, fix it. Right? You know what I'm talking about, don't you, when I say that? Fix it,
yep.
Fix it. You see something wrong, and you get that twitch, and you just are compelled to go do something to fix it. But when you're in a system, you can't fix it alone. You can do a lot. I guess you find out what you can go do, and then you go fix it. Is that why you see your mission now?
Well, it's and I want to reference back to Tommy, is that Tommy came in a bad situation with the state and things. So there's a lot of things that aren't his fault. I mean, it just came in at a terrible time, and and you look at it, and I'm more of a tell it like it is. I'm not a real political, I'm just a guy that let's go get it done. And
You're not a bureaucrat.
I just want to see stuff get done. And, right now I think that's the thing I'm getting used to. And I think the biggest change that we have to make, and Carlo is doing everything he can, and change is tough on people. Nobody likes change, but to change some of that to where there's not so much red tape and there's not so many things that you got to battle through to get things done, because, in his situation right now, I mean, there's just, a lot of people saying that building, boy, they don't work. I mean, I've worked in that building. Those people get after it and they're fighting for every way they can to change the university and try to change it for the better. And, Lord knows we need some kind of change, because we've dropped 4,000 students in
we'll see
4 years.
And we'll see the spring enrollment summer soon.
Yeah, so we got to find a solution. But it's not one person's fault. It's a combination that, I'm a team guy. And until we get everybody working together, it ain't going to matter. You know that, and I do. Jerry Kill not going to turn around no athletic department. It's going to be a whole group of people.
Turned around football program, Coach.
Did it with good people. Had great people. I didn't do it. Had great people to help me do it.
See, it's interesting because here it's interesting because I'm trying to see into the future, which is sometimes not as easy as I would like. Coach Jerry Kill, becomes athletic director, goes out and hires the people that are needed, 14 coaches, 14 assistants, 14 staff members, right? You just mentioned somewhere in that area, including my understanding you're currently searching for a soccer coach right
yes,
now.
Sir.
All right, so that hits the front page of the newspaper, and people go, look, the minute they put him in there, he starts spending money. And then they'll say, they'll fail to mention that you're not taking Tommy Bell's salary, that you're using that for the needed hires for the department.
Yeah, you know what? I've learned a long time ago, and I think the chancellor goes, man, you got tough skin. Well, when you go to, as I've climbed the ladder and you get to Minnesota, and you know, you're used to taking shots. And to me, I don't worry about that. You know, I've been friends with you a long time. If you said something critical, it ain't going to change my change of thought. I look at it as this: I'm going to do what's best for the university, and do what I think can help, and how I do it, whether it's raising money or whatever I need to do, then I'm going to do it. And if people are upset about it, you know, and get upset, that's okay. They got a right to their opinion, but I don't worry about that too much. And if they really get upset about it, I just go call you or Gentry and go fishing.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, I'm in a good position, you know, right. I mean, really in a lot of ways.
And you talked about this. You just brushed against it because, you know, I always thought of when you took over the position as special assistant to Carlo Montemagno, I thought about it as a very practical application, finding the problems, you know, being able to muster support and get it fixed. But as athletic director and the importance of athletics, which we'll get to in just a couple of moments, to the life of a higher education college like SIU, the athletic director is very often looked at as a big fundraiser, a big component, that going out and getting the big money support. And you'd already had some history in this. See, this is being very good move and great potential for you right now, but that takes a lot of time.
It does. And we got to build relationships. You just can't walk in and ask for money.
Yeah.
And so, you know, nothing's, you know, it's really weird that since I came back, how much different it is. And it's unique to, you know, it didn't get this way overnight, so it's not going to get fixed overnight.
Right.
And I think people want it fixed immediately. And right now there's, you know, so many roadblocks. And, you know, I just...
The roadblocks. Let's talk about those for a minute. It's people and people who don't like change.
Yeah.
And people think that it's the other person that needs to change. I'm fine. Yeah. You get a really interesting competition when it comes to fighting for change.
Yeah, well, I think the big...
No matter how needed it is.
Yeah, I think the big thing is, though, is let's, you know, I came back here. I could have went to a lot of other places. I came back here because I said, you know, it's like home. It's where I raised my kids.
Right.
I care about our university. I care about SIH. I care about, you know, Woody Thorne, Rex. All those people have been great to Jerry Kill, and we've been able to help a lot of people. But it's a deal where... You know, is that I don't understand, you know, we've been able to win most places I've been, you know, and turn programs around. We did it together, and we could argue and we could get after each other. But at the end of the day, we came out of that staff room and we were all on the same page. And, you know, we have to get that done. We can't keep being in the, you know, the paper and you know,
bad news every day.
Every day, because then you can't. It hurts enrollment
and morale.
And morale, and you know. So if whether I'm a professor or whatever it may be, I might not agree with something, but sooner or later, if we don't start working, then we are in trouble.
So Wednesday, about 11:30 last week, I decided I really needed a cheeseburger, double bacon, pickles, mustard, onion, if you would. And I noticed the place I wanted to go was packed. It was 11:30. So I thought, yeah, I'll go driving around a little while. So you clear out. I'm on vacation. Got the dog with me. I'm having fun. So I decided to drive through the campus of SIU, down in some roads, down by the campus lake, that new boat building, whatever thing. Yeah, really nice, right?
Yes.
And it's interesting because I come around the football field. I'm going back, and I look over, and I look at it, and the sun's shining. It's really nice. And I think, that's the house that Jerry Kill built. All right, when I'm driving by the stadium, go back to the communications building and I look around. I finally get home with my double bacon cheeseburger and I'm sitting there and something's bothering me. And suddenly I'm like, I didn't see any people. I'm driving through the campus, and I remember looking at my dashboard clock going, oh, boy, so I hope I didn't get caught up with, you know, with kids crossing the road and things. And I didn't have any problems. I drove through that campus around in places that I'd never been before in my life. I didn't see anybody. Through my head, I started rerunning the videotape that I keep in my head. I saw 22 people. And I'm thinking, well, you know, if I've got a smart-ass comment I want to deliver sometime at SIU, I can always say, well, at least we don't have a parking problem anymore. But it kind of smacked me in the face, and I don't know why. I've read the numbers. I've seen the numbers. You have. But when you go, because you told me, I went out on campus when you took over that assignment, and you started talking to people. And I'm like, I couldn't find anybody to talk to.
Yeah, I think that, you know, that's where we're at. That's where we're at. And, you know, I think we're doing everything. I've been with admissions. I mean, they've kind of put me in the paces that they feel like. And our admissions is busting their tail end. But the negative publicity and all the stuff that goes on, it's killing us. And it's killing our school. And, you know, you just can't keep getting pounded. In some aspects, we deserve it probably. But the biggest thing is it's our fault. It's my fault.
Are we covering for a huge case of self-loathing here?
You know, because, I mean, in my opinion, it's like coaching or anything else and running them. You know, I'd say 70% of the people are on board, okay? I mean, you hear all the other part, but 70% are on board on what's going on. You always have that 20 or 30% aren't going to agree with anything.
Right.
And some of them are in very powerful positions. And but, you know, do we care about higher education? Do we care about, you know, Southern Illinois? Do, you know, and I understand Edwardsville, and I understand all those kind of things, you know, but, you know, is it our egos? Are we really trying to help Southern Illinois University? Is your home.
Isn't that the question? That's the question right there, isn't it?
Well, you know.
Can I share a story? Yeah. An SIU faculty member comes up to me and he says, on the phone actually, and he says to me, and I didn't understand it. What we're doing, we're dealing with a lot of people who, how exactly do you put it? We're playing low stakes games here. And fortunately, I'm on the phone. He can't see my face because I don't understand what he's saying. That some of the people who are in decision making, they really don't have anything to lose. That in academics, there's always a golden parachute. There's a golden background. Oh, yeah, he lost his job, but he's still making $100,000 a year. And that the people who are in these decision-making things, they don't have anything to lose by making bad decisions. And I thought that was an interesting point of view.
It is, but, you know, it's like anything. That's what I want to, you know, I've got two kids that are working for me, students. They love SIU. They got great professors. I mean they're engulfed in it. And I think we got good professors. We got good people. You know, it's like I said, it's a 70-30 rule. It's just like it is in football, Minnesota. You know, it's an 80-20 rule on our team. You know, we're going to get all 100% of them on your team. But you had to have a pretty strong voice and, you know, of who the boss was. And, you know, I think that, again, with our business, our communities, and where we're at Southern Illinois, is that we all need to swallow our pride, including myself. And let's think about the students. Let's think about our university. Think about the history of our university. And, you know, how hard is it to everybody? If we all come together, we all win.
Right.
We all win. And that's the stuff that I mean, it's like when I took over Broken Teams, I'd tell them, you ain't ever going to have an all-conference player if you don't win. So you got to play as a team and win, and I think we're in a similar situation at our place. You know, let's put all our feelings to a side, and let's go do what's best for, you know, our university, Edwardsville University, all that. I mean, I'm not an expert on that, so I won't comment. I will say this is that, this is something Randy Dunn visited with me about. I don't know. A month ago or somewhere along those lines, we're talking, and he talked about, you know, if I retired, you know, or something, is that, you know, someday the president probably needs to go to Springfield because of all the legislation and all the stuff that you have to do. you know, then your chancellor runs one campus and your chancellor runs the other. And that was a suggestion he talked to me about, because, you know, we need more money, and, you know, and the chancellors run the school. And it's like anything. It's like coaching football. You don't get the job done. I think we usually got 3 to 5 years, and then you have to move somebody forward if they're not doing the job. And, you know, we got to find a way to hold people accountable. Well, I mean, there's just a lot of things, you know. Gosh darn it, is that there's a lot of us are passionate about that university. I mean, I could have
gone a lot of places, else, buddy.
But I came back here because I'm passionate towards it with a lot of other people.
And a desire to fix it.
Trying, but, you know, like going down to Mary Lou's and go eat. Where's people?
Where's the people?
It's killing our community also. So I'm not negative about it.
I talked to one of the business people yesterday in Carbondale, and I said, when did you start seeing the difference in your business? About 2008.
Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah. I can't answer any of those questions because I wasn't here, but the thing I would say is there's a lot of good people in this area.
A lot.
And a lot of them relying on Southern Illinois University. And, you know, again, I'm being positive in the athletic department. You can't sit around and cry about it. You got to go make some action. And in athletics, if you remember right, when we were here, we were going through some of the same problems. Still had money problems, still had these issues.
Yep.
Paul Kowalczyk came in, but then all of a sudden sports started winning. We got the Sweet 16, football got better, softball got better. You know what? You didn't hardly hear anything about
that. So are you in a unique position to alter the morale of the school by improving the way people view the university if you have a more successful athletic program?
No, there's no doubt. I mean, we're not the most important part of the university, but we're the front porch. Now, some people don't want to hear that, but you talk about Duke University, okay? Duke's got great academics.
The minute you said Duke, I thought basketball.
Yeah. Now, how many people thinking about anything else? They think about basketball. You know, you mentioned Kansas University, and they got great academics, great med school, all that stuff, but they talk about the basketball team.
Yep.
Bill Self. You know, and people, if you ask, stood in a room with 100 people, which I have, and spoke, or 200 people, and say, how many read the sports page first? 3/4 of hands are going to go up.
Right.
It's our culture, whether it's right or wrong.
And the research, by the way, in testing high school seniors as to why they choose a university, over 70% say they look at the athletic programs of the universities, even if they're not an athlete, as a component as to why they go to that school, which I always thought was an interesting survey. Next question, because we're running out of time. And you can tell me to none of my damn business if you want on this one. How's your health in relationship to doing this job? Because I worry about you. I'll be honest with you. I worry about you, Jerry.
Well, my wife, you know, I mean, there's people in my life.
I'm not the only one worries about you, I know.
No, and but I think it's one of those things where, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm older than I was when I was here. I'm a little bit wiser. And I think that it's different than being a coach. It's still busier. It may be busier in some aspects. I've got to get some good people around me. If I'm going to do the job, I'll have to have good people around me to take some of the pressure off.
Delegate.
Be more like Barry Alvarez type, you know, right. Model.
Be a general.
If that can happen, then, you know, that helps a lot. If that can't happen, probably not in the cards. But I think that, you know, right now I got to worry about things one day at a time. And, you know, I think we've already done some improving in a short period of time. And, you know, I think our chancellor and understands what we need to do. And we just got to get caught up. And
what do you think, Jerry, now that you've learned, what do you think is the necessary element, the necessary component for change, the catalyst? What is needed right now? You talked about you need to get a team together because nobody can do it alone, right? Help tote that bale.
Yes.
But what's the missing ingredient?
In the athletic department?
At SIU, period.
Oh, at SIU, period. There's a couple of things I'd say, you know, and this is including me now. I'm not throwing people on the bus.
Right.
Because I'm new, too, is that leadership, communication. Those are two major things. You know, I go over to the athletic department, leadership. You know, we want. You know, I'm talking to the coaches. They all come into me. Coach, we need leadership and we need communication so we know what's going on.
Right.
And that's nothing against Tommy. I'm just saying. But I would say
that's what
they're
looking for.
Well, I think that's what the whole campus is. Is you got to have great leaders, and you've got to be able to communicate. It's not Einstein. I mean, it's not like it's, you know, we make things so hard, and they don't have to be hard if everybody just gets along and is going towards the same vision. They got to go through the same vision.
Right.
And like I said, I've worked with Carlo, Matt, you know, all the people over in that other office. And I mean, you know, there's some good stuff, you know, going on. But again, you know, you get something going, there's road blocked or something here. So I think we're quick to blame people. Well, it's this guy's fault or this guy's fault.
Because I was thinking about you in this respect. I mean, we're about out of time, but I want to hit you with this. This guy's fault, this guy's fault, right? Well, let's flush that piece of fecal matter. Flush it. It's over. Fix it. Let's find the solution. Move forward. Cut that umbilical cord. That is over. It's behind us. Let's move forward, find new solutions instead of wallowing in this. Right? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, I think that, you know, we're all a part of it. And here's how you – this is I probably won't have a job after this, but the thing is that, you know, in coaching football, I've spoken, you know, it all over the country, comparing businesses and football. It's all ran the same. I ran a multi-billion-dollar business at Minnesota in football, multi-million. Okay, it's no different than the same. And you got the head coach, you got the two offensive coordinators, you know, you got your – and, you know, you all got to be on the same page. You're working toward the same vision, the same goal. And, you know, and so – but if they don't and they're not doing, they step out of line and they're not in a vision, you know what our profession does. We get fired.
Yeah.
You know, there is no protection.
Big numbers up on the wall tell you whether you're going to come or go.
Yeah, it is what it is. And you know, when you get there, if you know we're 6-6, went to a bowl game the next year, they want to get to January 1st bowl. I don't go to January 1st bowl. I'm going to get fired. It is what it is. It's about performance. It's about doing what you're supposed to do. But you know, we have to again. We all got to be caring about what's important. How many times we talk about the students? We got so much stuff going on that and everybody's going, why is our enrollment going down? Well, their parents read the paper. And I'm not putting the paper down.
Right.
I'm just saying they read the paper.
They read the internet. They listen to the broadcast.
They go, man, how can we send our kids to Southern Illinois? You know, boy, so it just makes it tougher on enrollment. So I'm not talking, our whole region, if we want to save our university, we've all got to pull together. And if the people that we have, including me, if I'm not doing my job, you know, I always said I got cancer right now, and when you got cancer, you got to get rid of it. Okay, so any cancer that we have, you know, we can't afford any A or B players. I told the athletic staff, we're all going to be A players, and if we can't be A players, we can't turn this around. And any cancer, we're going to get out of here. That's simple. But you know, that may be harder for me to do than red tape, so forth. But
well,
if it operates that way, then I'll have an apple on the roadmap.
But you also know that cancer, like in this parable, and as to why it relates so accurately, is because it's a fight.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Athletic Director, Coach Jerry Kill, thank you so much for your time, Jerry.